Hello, Carmela. How you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous, thank you. How are you?
Well, I am fine, and you are really lighting up the WWE like it's on fire right now, and I think it's very, very exciting for you, because you seem to be right now rushing headlong into the possibilities of a title shot here shortly.
Well, absolutely. I have the Money in the Bank contract, so that means I can cash in any time, any place, whenever I want, and that guarantees me a chance at the SmackDown Women's Championship. So I think I'm sitting very pretty right now with that briefcase.
No doubt about that. And without a doubt, lately some of the matches you've had just show your versatility, your athleticism, and I really think that you're one of those folks who not only are going to continue to be superstars in the WWE now, but for some time to come too.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. I like to think that as well. I mean, I'm very fortunate and very lucky to have made history as the first ever winner of the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. And for that, no matter what, my name will go down in history forever. So I feel really grateful for that. And, you know, I'm just excited for what the future holds. Obviously, I'm really hoping for a successful cash-in so I can become the first ever woman to cash in their contract and become champion. And, you know, then to become the most fabulous SmackDown Women's Champion that anyone's ever seen.
Absolutely. Now, what made you want to go into the field of sports entertainment?
Well, I have a background in dance, so I've been performing since my parents will say I've been performing since before I could even walk, but I love entertaining, and my dad actually was in the business. He had wrestled back in the late 80s, early 90s, so I grew up around it. I was involved with it from a very young age, and a lot of people don't realize that because I don't really put that out there that much, but yeah, so I have a background in performing, and then again with my dad's history with the WWE, it all just kind of came full circle.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, in a very short period of time, I know Monday, the WWE going to be here in Dayton at Wright State's Nutter Center, and I know it's going to be an exciting time always to have WWE in town.
Absolutely. A live event is so different from what you see on TV, in the sense that we're allowed to be a little more intimate with the fans, and you kind of get to see things that you wouldn't get to see on TV, because we get to have a little bit more fun, if you will, on our live events. And you never know what could happen. Everyone's going to be there, from AJ Styles to Randy Orton. All of the entire women's SmackDown women's roster will be there. I'll be in a triple threat tag team match. It'll be me, Natalya, and Lana against the Riot Squad, against Becky Lynch, Naomi, and SmackDown Women's Champion Charlotte Flair.
And
so it's going to be a great time, and I'm really looking forward to it. And you never know, maybe I might just have to cash in on Monday. You never know. You'll have to come and see.
Absolutely. And of course, it's always an exciting time when WWE has come to town. I know that my association, working with the promotion over the years, goes all the way back to the old rock and wrestling radio days of the 80s. So I'll tell you what, I mean, without a doubt, it's the most exciting sports entertainment event in town, and always a great thing to be able to have folks come out and enjoy. Carmela, it's been an absolutely wonderful time to be able to talk with you. I know the fans are really looking forward to seeing you here in town here next week.
I can't wait for it. It's going to be a great time.